This begins the regular meeting of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. It is Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. It's about 5:31. This is a regular meeting held remotely under COVID-19 emergency rules. The public may call in at 509-473-0276 and enter 385-328-72#. To join. And it looks like the presentation is ready to go as we celebrate the retirement of our superintendent, Pam Hutchins. Should we just begin there?
Stand by the flower.
Lovely.
Oh yeah, I'm in here. So
that's good.
I have a little something I'd like to read, and Lainey has something that she'd like to read. And then So Pam Hutchins was hired in April 2005 to work as a financial officer for the old Inter Island Medical Center and played a role there until the doors closed on Thanksgiving Day 2012 when PIMC opened. She was then appointed district superintendent of the Public Hospital District Number 1, overseeing several grants and the administration of taxpayer dollars passing through to the hospital. Pam had a wealth of experience managing both federal and state grants, which enabled her to manage the fiscal aspects of a Medicare demonstration project called the Frontier Extended Stay Clinic, as well as the HRSA telepsychiatry grant. She was also a key player in securing the two huge care coordination grants now being implemented to develop aging-in-place programs for our island community. Pam's always gone above and beyond, doing whatever was needed or asked of her. When Chief Jim Cole resigned, Pam stepped up as co-interim administrator for 10 months while new EMS chief was hired. She did this with no increase in wages or benefits because the district was hurting financially and it needed to be done. She did this because she was dedicated to our community and to our EMS agency, wanting the best for our paid staff and our volunteers. Pam has always had a laid back, quiet demeanor. She's never asked for or demanded recognition or even talked much about her accomplishments, which are many. But those of us who have been with the agency during her tenure have watched her move thoughtfully and efficiently through the world with great dedication. We appreciate her kind spirit and willingness to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Today, we'd like to honor her and say thank you. Thank you for your steady presence and guiding hand. Thank you for the sacrifices that you've made to help us serve our community better. We wish you the best in your retirement, and we hope all your dreams come true.
Very nice.
Oh, yes. Behind the flowers?
No. So I've been fortunate to have spent time working with and watching Pam work these past 16 years as she performed in various aspects of this hospital district. She's such an incredible team member, helping everyone involved, no matter what she's in, what they're involved in, and she helps them to look good. It could be dealing with audits, work schedules, or even special projects. Pam's always ready to volunteer her assistance with planning and setting up the annual banquets, county fair time, and other events. She consistently puts forward a positive attitude, remaining thoughtful and considerate, even during trying times. Pam has many accomplishments and skills, which Weishan just mentioned, but I think few people realize how much energy, effort, and compassion she really puts forward in our world, as she's both so naturally kind and humble. Pam has so earned this retirement, and it's just about time for her to go off and play. So we want to present you with this crystal vase that we had engraved. And it says, I'm sorry, I have to read off the vase, 16 years of service. Pam Hutchins, thanks for your many years of service. If you put as much effort into enjoying your retirement as you have with the hospital district here, it is sure to be a success.
Woo-hoo!
So here's a few flowers to go on it, and it matches your rosy disposition.
Thank
And Kyle also has something he wants to say.
I just wanted to jump in. It's a little easier. There we are down in the corner. No, it's fine. I can see there's some other names that are not on video. I don't have anything prepared. I just wanted to just acknowledge the last few months that I've been able to work down in this PhD building and spend time with Pam. It's been really sweet. What a lot of people don't really appreciate, and really on behalf of a bunch of the patients that will be served in the future through Pam's vision for care coordination, she's not only part of the EMS department, and a lot of you listening have seen her. She really ought to be an honorary EMT. She spent more training time last year than I have. But the work done on the various grants toward, I mean, finding federal money, finding any grant money, especially $750,000 to put forward towards our greater community here is pretty damn special. And I'm pained some to know that a lot of those patients and people in the future won't know the role that Pam played in that respect. But my sincerest thanks for that work on behalf of the county and her vision for long-term care. This is a number of years that she's put in with these various efforts. And I wanna make sure everyone knows that and appreciates that she's been doing that work on top of everything else. So tomorrow during the day, this will be our last day in the office. And I can't quite make out exactly who's on the call, but for staff, EMS staff, and for all of you on the board, there'll be some light refreshments here at the office, and acknowledging COVID precautions and so forth, please come by and join us. We'll be down here crying. Come by and say hello and tell a story. It'd be great. Thank you. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you all. I just wanted to add that many other organizations have joined in to help with bringing these grants that we have had. The Inter Island Healthcare Foundation was major in finishing and getting the feasibility study to get all of the data that was needed to turn in to HRSA to get the grants. And I just enjoyed working with all of the organizations involved, them and Peace Island, Peace Health, and the Association of Washington Public Hospital District, and the other two hospital districts, Orcas and Lopez. We all work closely together, and those are the ties that I will miss probably the most, is just working with the people. And because everyone that I worked with over these 16 years really, really has a vision and heart for the people of San Juan Island and the surrounding islands. And I wish everyone the best and continued success for that. And I had hoped that I would work longer, but life happens and you just realize when you need to step down and have somebody else follow you. And everyone has treated me so respectfully, and I really thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the time I've spent here. So thanks.
Congratulations.
I'm gonna miss you so much. I'm
so happy for you.
Congratulations. I know. Congratulations, Pam. Retirement well deserved.
Yeah, and 16 years of wonderful service to our community. We're so grateful for you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. It means a lot to me. Everyone is special.
I'll miss you, Pam.
I'll miss you too, Nathan.
Looking forward to getting together soon after your retirement.
Yes, sure. Together. We will, and I miss especially our conversations here at the Public Hospital District with Nathan before we got separated and busy with two different organizations and in different places so much of the time. Really, the first 2 years of Nathan's employment, we sat and vision for a lot of the things that are going on right now. And I wish Nathan you the best, and I know you'll carry on and do your very best. And I look forward to seeing what happens with the district and EMS in the future. And our EMS personnel, from the administrative office to the volunteers and first responders, they're just the best. And I couldn't imagine our island without them in helping our residents. Our island is truly special to have such dedicated volunteers and first responders. So thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Wow. Well, it's hard to believe that we're at this point, but I've watched you and Nathan work together over the last 3+ years, and you have been really lucky to have each other and work so well together. And I know he's going to miss you a lot, and I will miss you. I'm excited to see what you do. And so thank you.
You're welcome.
I suppose we should probably start the meeting.
I know she's going to miss these meetings. We can have a special meeting once in a while just for you, Pam.
Yeah.
And get it on Zoom so you can play the mute button and stuff. It's so much fun, isn't it?
We can even go on and on and on if you like.
Oh, it's on Zoom. Shoot, you're going to miss that. I know.
I'm going to take a break and put the computer back in my office. So I'll be a little bit.
I see Jack Estrada has joined us. Welcome, Jack, and congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very much. Glad to meet you.
We're glad to have you. We also have another new face joining us this evening. He is a new hire, and his official title is Executive Assistant and Hospital District Affairs Specialist, and that is Steve Wamsgans joining us tonight. Welcome, Steve. We're happy to have you.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yeah.
We're fortunate to have Steve. He's got the unique mix of having quite a bit of administrative and corporate background combined with experience in long-term care, providing patient care. He's really fantastic. It's also really nice to have another person around who's good with IT, who can answer people's questions and help with things. So couldn't be more pleased to have Steve on board.
Great.
Wonderful. And I think Gail did join us. Nathan, do we need to do roll call, or should we do our consent agenda first?
Let's do a roll call just for people who will only listen to the audio after the fact, or who have called in. Just people can tie a name to a voice.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's see. Peggy Long, our board recording secretary, is gone, so I'll do it. Commissioner Clary.
Here.
Commissioner Lehman.
Present.
Commissioner Chair Lindstrom.
Present.
Commissioner Lachine Seitz.
Present.
And Commissioner Loring.
Here.
Additionally, we have Superintendent Hutchins, who retires tomorrow, and myself. I want to say hi, Pam. I think she's moving her laptop.
She's moving her computer, yeah.
And I'm Nathan Butler. So everyone is present and accounted for, Chair Lindstrom.
Thank you. And we're moving on to our consent agenda, but I do need to amend the agenda. We have a couple things that have come up today. So one is that we need to add the Teresa Johnson agreement after superintendent's contract. It's related to the change of leadership in our grants, and also we are needing to add an executive session after the second audience participation today under RCW 42.30.110IG to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. So, do I hear a motion to amend the agenda as it stands?
I make a motion to amend the agenda as it stands.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on, we've done our retirement ceremony for Pam. We did that straight away, and that opens us up to audience participation. Do we have anyone online that'd like to add anything or comment this evening? It's kind of quiet out there. I guess maybe later in the meeting we'll have a chance. Let's see. So starting with unfinished business, we have committee reports and discussion, and in being mindful of efficiencies here, I don't believe there was any off-island transport or that there is really anything going on there at all at the moment. That was a committee that was started by Mary Nankeen at PIMC to discuss the issues that were developing around the Kaiser Permanente challenges for med flights. And since Kaiser Permanente isn't as much of an issue, it hasn't come up. I'm not sure, Jack, if that's something you're planning to reinstate in the future. Oh, and I think you're muted, Jack. I'm sorry.
I am muted. Thank you.
There you are. Yes.
You know, I'm going to claim ignorance here because I'm so new. I don't know. Can we defer that to the next meeting when I can find out exactly what it's all about?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was really a partner meeting with Island Air and Airlift Northwest and others at EMS and the Public Hospital District talking about, you know, challenges and working together on issues.
Okay, so it was about challenges between all those entities to make it happen, or like, does it currently happen already and we're just trying to iron out the challenges, or is it something we don't have and there's challenges to get it?
I think what it was, it developed because Kaiser was denying payment for flight, and so it was really to address those issues and to talk about the process and procedures around that, and that really you can't put somebody on a ferry sometimes. So yeah, gotcha. And hopefully that's something that we can, you know, if needed, come back to in the future.
We, as far as I'm concerned, we can always come back to whatever we need, you know. So yes. So it sounds like we were trying to iron out the challenges in order to get reimbursed and patients wouldn't be hit with the bill. Is that what it is?
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, and it seems like LifeWise is a better partner in this way. We haven't had those same challenges. So, does anyone from that particular committee have anything to add?
Yeah, Jack, if you want to talk offline about that at some point, I'm happy to talk that over.
Thanks, Nathan.
Since that's met. Yeah, no worries.
Thank you. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
No, not at all. I'm all for learning as much as I can learn in as fast a time period as I need to learn it.
I think many of us are feeling the same way about many things in this group. Let's see.
Yeah, Jack. I can't but one bit, really.
Did the Community Collaboration Committee meet since our last meeting?
No, it did not.
Okay. Thank you, Gail. The EMS and Trauma Care Council, I believe, met.
Yeah, that council met. They discussed the structure of the council and the bylaws, because those are getting amended. Mm-hmm. And they discussed, I know here, particularly in San Juan Island, did some planning for trainings that need to happen. And some of the other islands made some overtures as well to make some plans for that. But it needs to happen soon. And there was election of officers, too, for the next two-year cycle, Nathan, or one-year cycle? You're muted.
I believe they're 1 year cycles. Lainey would probably know, she's not here. But they're revising the bylaws right now, so all of that's being reconsidered right now. The bylaws were last updated, I think, 2002 or 2004, I don't remember which. And back then, there were only four agencies on that committee. Now it's gotten quite large, so there are a number of things in those bylaws that no longer fit the situation. All of that's being considered.
So we'll be on more on that next time we meet. We'll have more firm info on that.
Okay, thank you. I don't believe there was any activity on the civil investigative demand, as unfortunately seems to be usual. Okay.
That's my understanding as well, yeah.
As far as the finance committee goes, Everett and I can report we had a great meeting with the auditors yesterday, and our Pamela Hutchins should be congratulated for her work on managing a virtual audit, something more challenging than in the past. And the preliminary results of our audit are looking very positive. So congratulations to you, Pam. Thank you so much for your work on that. And it's really wonderful to know that we are really in good financial standing. We appreciate that. Everett, did you want to add to anything I just said?
Yeah, well, I, you know, some of the positive things, we seem to be on time. The numbers look good. There's no glaring problems. It's all in all, it seems to be a very rosy report. It's good to know. Pleasure working with the auditors, and it seems to be a two-way thing. So all in all, a very positive report.
Great. Thank you, Pam, on that. It must feel good to go out on a high note, too.
Yes, those are always very nerve-wracking. You never know how they're going to go.
I know. And there were some delays, challenges you had with the county and such. And I know that was a little bit of a nail biter. So I'm glad that worked out. So.
Me too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. The Inner Island Healthcare Foundation and Long-Term Care Council, was there anything to report there, Trish or Gail?
We haven't been on, there haven't been any meetings that I know of. Been a few meetings of the HRSA grant updates, but Inner Island Healthcare Foundation, I don't know that they're meeting.
Okay. And as far as the Community Relations Committee goes, I, on my end, don't have anything specific to report. I continue to hear from people in the community and have really great conversations, and I continue to be impressed at how much people care about EMS and the hospital district and the work we're doing, but I don't have anything specific to share on that at this time. Trish, is that same for you?
That is the same, yes.
Darn mute button. Okay.
I don't have anything to report, negative or positive.
Wonderful. Thank you. So that finishes up our committee reports, and just in our last little bit of unfinished business here, we do need to approve our new superintendent's contract. We've been a little delayed on that. I hope everyone's had time to review it, and I'm happy to hear from any of you on that. Just a talkative bunch tonight. So I would be happy to entertain a motion to accept the contract for Nathan Butler as our superintendent.
I make a motion to, I never quite know how to properly word these, but I have to learn. So I make a motion to accept the contract for Nathan Butler as our interim EMS administrator / superintendent and this employment agreement. So I make a motion to accept it as written.
And I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Okay. Well, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Your contract is accepted unanimously. Mr. Butler, congratulations. I believe the torch has been passed.
Thank you, Commissioners. I'll try not to drop it.
And don't set anything on fire with it either.
Well, I know to call if that happens. So.
Yeah, you do.
So, thank you, everyone. We do need to address this engagement letter for Teresa Johnson. And can I pass that off to you, Nathan, to explain, since you'll do so much better of a job than I will?
Yeah, so one of the issues we faced was how to handle, you know, the series of kind of management leadership changes that we're making. One of the things we decided to do was I would take over the management of these two grants, the financial manager for the two grants, but we would, because of my schedule and kind of I'm pretty heavily committed, not to an insane asylum, but in terms of work, that we would use an accounting firm to handle some of the financial transactions and that sort of thing. So, we have this agreement with Teresa Johnson, which is the firm. It's her name, but it's her firm. She's got a bunch of accountants that work for her. And this will allow them to do the financial work for us. So they'll transfer money from, they'll request the money from HRSA. They'll, you know, go through the invoices that get sent them, all of that sort of thing. There's going to be some work by me and by my employees, mostly Steve, on both ends. You know, we've got to send them a bunch of stuff, documentation, and then once they kind of do their thing, we've got to review it. But it allows to have some professionally managed financials for these grants. And then it allows me to play that leadership role on the grants without sort of stretching me too thin. You overcommit yourself, you really can't do well at anything. So it's important to manage your workload. And this seemed a reasonable way to handle that. There's money in the grants for a financial manager. Pam has submitted a request to add the Teresa Johnson's firm so that they're eligible to receive funds directly for this work. So it should be at no cost really to our district. They're going to be paid directly out of the grant for this. They know they're going to have to track the work they do for us carefully, you know, because they're doing work that's going to come out of the EMS budget. They're doing work that's coming out of the hospital district budget, work that's coming out of the grants. But this particular engagement letter is specific just to the grants. We already have an engagement letter that covers the other things. At the end of the year, there'll be a new engagement letter, which will roll all of this into one, and you'll just have a single engagement letter. So this is just basically a change that happened mid-year. And so it's pretty pro forma. Only Annalisa needs to sign it, but the board does need to adopt it for us to move forward on that. I'm happy to answer any questions, and Pam knows a lot about this as well. So we can answer any questions you may have, but that's basically what's going on.
Thank you. It sounds very straightforward. So Nathan, do you need us to pass a motion to approve the letter, or just?
A motion to accept or a motion to adopt the engagement letter, either is fine.
Well, I make a motion to adopt the engagement letter for these services.
Thank you, Gail. I'll second that. All in favor? Discussion? Anybody? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Nathan. Let's see. Our next item is resolution 21-542. It's the shared administrative workforce funding. We've talked about this before, how we have EMS employees that are doing PhD stuff and vice versa. It's really about reimbursement. So we just need to go ahead and.
Yeah, and the key thing about this resolution basically says, you know, here's what these employees are doing and which basket of money that comes out of. Bottom line here is just that, you know, a certain portion of my wages will come out of the hospital district budget. And then since And then there's also the board recording secretary, which is on the EMS side, public records officer on the hospital district side, and we're just sort of assuming they're going to balance each other. If for some reason they're not, we can always adapt that. But this resolution is just considered a snapshot in time that specifies towards the end that, you know, you can change any of the things it spells out through motions or through the budget or whatever, but it's a nice kind of snapshot in time of how we're going to handle this right now. We can change it. It's not a big deal, but just kind of laying out clearly which basket of money is funding which things.
Mm-hmm. So it's the resolution of San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 to organize reimbursement for an integrated workforce between San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 and San Juan Island Emergency Medical Services. So this is resolution 21-542.
I move that we adopt resolution 21-542.
I will second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Passes unanimously.